TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show. We are giving away rally towels to Commanders fans live and local from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on by, grab a beer, and check out the show. It's 1 p.m., which means we open up the phone lines here on the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready, folks?
The phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
So such a crucial offseason for the Washington Commanders. You've heard my take all offseason long. This is the most important offseason in franchise history to build on Jaden Daniels' success as a rookie. Has Adam Peters done what he has to do this offseason of building a championship roster? Well, I do think that they started this offseason and they were one of the most aggressive teams in the National Football League with two massive trades, Deebo Samuel, Laremy Tunsil. And now, what they've done in the NFL draft, I think they've gotten three players who will absolutely be starters and will play meaningful snaps in January. That's Jalen Lane at special teams to me, Trey Amos as your cornerback, and Josh Connerly at right tackle. Well, I told you I wanted seven impactful players this offseason. All right, so if we got three in the draft, that means we needed to get four in free agency. I'll count Will Harris as one. We'll count Jonathan Jones as two. That's help at linebacker and in the secondary. And then Laremy Tunsil and Deebo Samuel. Like, if the goal for Adam Peters was to improve this team and their 22 starting positions by seven spots, I think he's done that. And now you look at an offense that isn't Pro Bowl level at running back, maybe not, but outside of that, I think it absolutely is at almost every other position. At wide receiver, I want more. I got more with Jalen Lane. We'll see what we can get from Luke McCaffrey, all right? But Noah Brown caught a lot of passes for this team last year, and he could absolutely do that again if he can stay healthy. That's a solid wide receiver three. He's not one of the best in the National Football League, but he's solid. I mean, he made 35 catches, nearly 500 yards last season. So in terms of the starting lineup here for Washington, not by week one, but let's talk about January here, because this team has to get to the postseason. If Jaden is your starting quarterback, B-Rob, Terry McLaurin, Deebo Samuel, and then maybe Jalen Lane or Luke McCaffrey becomes wide receiver three, they step over Noah Brown because we've played through another full season. Zach Ertz, and then can we get something from Sennett in January? And your offensive line by January will most likely be Tunsil, Coleman, Biotis, Sam Cosmi, and Andrew Wiley. And Sam Cosmi is currently rehabbing and dealing with an injury, but he joined me on my show Saturday on WJFK 106.7 The Fan, simulcast here on 910 in Richmond. Here's Sam Cosmi talking about the upgrades to the offensive line this offseason. Now you have an addition of another offensive lineman in Josh Connerly Jr. out of Oregon coming in. How do you feel about the group as a whole growing with the youth and also the mix of the veterans like yourself, Andrew Wiley, and adding Laramie Tunsil?
Yeah, I mean, we have a great group, a great chemistry in our group, and, you know, adding these guys, you know, they're just going to enhance the room and, you know, hopefully, you know, I always kind of say maybe we can bring back the Hogs 2.0. So, you know, I really want to build that here and do that. And so, you know, AP knows that through the O-line, everything else, you know, operates on the off side of the ball. So I'm excited about it. Great room, great group of guys. So blessed to be here.
Sam Cosmi thinks they can bring back the Hogs 2.0 with the current group they have in the offensive line room. And I do think that he's on to something when he talks about how Adam Peters knows to build a roster, it starts with the line of scrimmage, both offensively and defensively. And so I think they made a massive upgrade in terms of the line of scrimmage, which in turn is going to help Jaden's life. It's going to help Brian Robinson, Deebo Samuel, and Austin Eckler as well. And Cliff Kingsbury. I mean, I love the story of Cliff Kingsbury walking into Adam Peters' office and saying, "Hey, I stopped by. Do me a favor. Please grab the tackle out of Oregon, Josh Connerly Jr." And that's exactly what Adam Peters did. You know, he helps out his offense coordinator with the first pick, helps out his defense coordinator, Joe Witt Jr., with the second pick. I mean, we all as fans said edge rusher number one. We said wide receiver or maybe safety were number two and three. But we don't know what they were discussing in that room. It kind of feels like Cliff Kingsbury said, "I need offensive line help. I'm tired of having Zach Ertz and John Bates block before they go out and run routes. I'm tired of having Brian Robinson Jr. or Jeremy McNichols chip an edge rusher before they go out and run their route." And same with Noah Brown and Terry McLaurin. He wanted offensive line help. Your offensive coordinator got what he wanted. And in terms of the defensive coordinator, if he wanted an edge rusher, I think they would have gotten an edge rusher. I think Joe Witt Jr. told Adam Peters, "We need more help in the secondary." And that's what they got with Trey Amos. So to me, that's what a good general manager is supposed to do. Number one, trust your scouts, right? Trust your scouts. And his scouts loved Josh Connerly Jr., who not every scout felt the same way. All across the board, he was given, right, like number 39, between like 36 and 39th best player available. But he was taken 10 picks before that at 29. It just tells you that the scouts in Washington had him higher on their board, in their war room, on their draft board, than other teams. So I think a good general manager, one, listens to his scouts, all right, and trusts them. Two, he listens to the people in the front office that will be on the field, and that is your DC in Joe Witt Jr. and your offensive coordinator. And number three, he knows to win in the National Football League, it starts in the trenches. It starts in the trenches. And offensively, they just got better in the trenches. Defensively, he's going to say, and he's going to keep telling you this, we did a good enough job in free agency in the trenches with Dietrich Wise, Javon Kinlaw, Jacob Martin. Like, these are guys they added to go with the guys they already had of Clelin Ferrell, Dorrance Armstrong, Jerron Payne, and Johnny Newton. And so I know that not everybody in the fan base was, you know, over the moon excited for Javon Kinlaw, but in that front office, they are in Washington. They do feel like he's going to be a big contributing piece. They wouldn't have given him that hefty contract if they didn't believe in him. So Adam Peters thinks he's done a good enough job on the line of scrimmage in defensively and free agency, offensively through the draft, and then they helped out in the skill positions, getting a wide receiver that's fast, that's speedy, that can play special teams, and getting help in the secondary as well. I just think the corners are going to be 10 times improved from last year of Emmanuel Forbes, Benjamin St. Juice, and who else? Michael Davis? I was wrong about Michael Davis. He was awful last year. Now you look at a cornerback room that is Marshawn Lattimore, Trey Amos, Mikey Sandler still. Oh, yeah, we add Jonathan Jones, Kevon Seymour as well, guys that have played and done okay in the National Football League. Noah Ai remains on the roster as well. He was a big part of last season. And so, yeah, the safety group here, Will Harris, Quan Martin, they're going to have to develop and have chemistry together for this defense to take a step forward. But I do think there's less pressure on them now with this selection of Trey Amos. It should make everybody in that secondary's life a little bit easier. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So we mentioned Jalen Lane, who starred at Virginia Tech. Stubbs pulled one of his biggest highlights of the season. Jalen Lane, 66-yard touchdown. Let's take a listen to the call here on The Fan.
Second down and one for the Hokies. Pop Watson, in his first start, takes the snap, play fake. Looks to throw, fires it deep down the field. He's got his man Lane in stride to the 20, to the 10, 5. Touchdown, Tech! It's a 66-yard touchdown pass. And the Hokies, Pop Watson, throws a home run ball all the way to Jalen Lane.
Pop Watson to Jalen Lane. Bill Roth on the call, as heard right here on 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So he certainly has the speed to be a difference maker in the National Football League. And then the running back that was taken in the seventh round, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, played only one game this year at Arizona. The year before that, he was a star at New Mexico. Let's take a listen to Kroski-Merritt into the end zone on this 27-yard touchdown run.
They fake the jet sweep. Nice move by Merritt. And on his own, Merritt scores a touchdown. Good block by Erickson. And the Lobos have struck on the 27-yard scamper.
I just really like getting another body into that running back room there that is young, hungry, and competitive. I do think that he's going to help push Brian Robinson Jr. take that step forward, help Austin Eckler and the rest of the guys in that running back's room. I just think it's great to have more competition there, and anybody that gets drafted, especially a kid that only played one game last year, his final year in college, you know they're going to be hungry to come in and make a difference. We've been talking about the Commanders' draft selections on the show today. If you want to chime in, 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. Tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. When we return, we talk about the other big news for Commanders fans today, and that was the stadium deal between DC and the Commanders. RFK 2.0 coming up next here on AWOD Radio. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open throughout the show, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. We've been talking about the Commanders draft picks, but right now wanted to change gears and talk about the stadium deal. Commanders fans here in Richmond, if you want to chime in, 833-804-0910. What does it mean to you, the Commanders moving back to the site of RFK? New stadium in 5 years' time. The deal reached between the Commanders and D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser to make the RFK site home once again. Joe Theismann said, quote, "The time is now. Let's bring Washington back to D.C. The RFK Stadium is currently in the process of being demolished, a lengthy project that is expected to take up to 22 months. And the current lease for the Commanders in Landover, FedEx Field turned into Northwest Stadium, it's kind of Northwest Stadium because it's a waste of time to get there, runs through 2027. So 2030 is a reasonable target for the opening of the new stadium. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. What does a move back to RFK mean to you? Mayor Bowser and her administration believes that they absolutely can deliver, and they feel like they've been a sports catalyst here in economic growth with Audi Field, the Care First Arena, the transformation of Capital One, where the Wizards and the Capitals play, and then the new stadium deal for the Washington Commanders. Major sports are a significant driver of the district's economy, according to Mayor Bowser and her administration, generating $5 billion in 2022 and attracting 7.4 million visitors in 2023. She says that the D.C. sports teams and their facilities have boosted neighborhood investment with nearby commercial development outpacing the rest of the city after each facility opened. She says, "We will deliver at RFK, a $2.7 billion investment, the single largest private investment in D.C. history, will activate the campus, deliver jobs, and spark opportunity for D.C. The campus and stadium activity will generate $15.6 billion in direct spending, delivering lasting economic benefits for all eight wards of D.C. The roofed stadium, that's the key part, roofed stadium, dome, will host approximately 200 activation days, including 40 major events." What does a move back to RFK mean to you? 833-804-0910. Look, I'm not going to pretend like a lot of my childhood was going to games at RFK. I was born in 1992. My dad and I started going to games, yes, some at RFK. We were never a season ticket holder, though, at RFK. Became season ticket holders when Dan Snyder bought the team and they moved to FedEx Field. But to me, the RFK, it's the history of this team. It's everything in terms of that's where we won. Not at FedEx. We won games at RFK, became an iconic franchise at RFK, and everybody that went to games had all these fantastic memories at RFK. You can't say the same thing about FedEx Field. But the memories my friends, my family have at RFK, that's what gets me excited. For me, I've seen plenty of DC United games there. I saw a Team USA soccer game there. I saw Washington Nationals games there before Nats Park was built. I have fond memories of RFK, just not many football ones. I'm excited to make football memories at RFK and to deliver a home field advantage once again for my favorite football team in the nation's capital, the Washington Commanders. The details we've heard, 65,000 seats. So I told Michael I wanted more seats, but I understand they're catering to those who are going to spend the money, those who will get suites 8,000 parking spots with some room for tailgating. That was a big turnoff for a lot of people who said, you know what, I'll stick at Landover. We can do Landover 2.0 because of how many memories I have tailgating. And I do think tailgating is a massive part of the fan experience for an NFL game. It's way more than baseball or basketball or any other sport. NFL comes with tailgating. And the fact that they are now saying there will be some tailgating spots, that gets me excited. I just feel like there's an owner involved here who cares about this franchise that went to games as a kid. And I think that Josh Harris understands the fan experience for tailgating is important, and they're not going to overlook that at all. He's spending $3 billion, $2.5 billion of his own money. He's going to make sure that this fan base is happy. You go back to his introductory press conference, even talking about Northwest Stadium, that dump in Landover, he wanted to do everything he could to make it feel like home. He said, when you come to our game, we want you to feel like you're at home. And that's a big part of the moves that he's made in terms of his ownership group enhancing Northwest Stadium and now the work they're doing to make RFK legit. A dome-looking stadium. It will have close to 65,000 seats and set to open fall 2030. So once again, hopefully this summer, 2025, they will officially get the council approval. Like Michael said, they're waiting for one more councilman. The four that were there will be saying yes, most likely. Fall 2025, planning commences for parks, housing, recreation. Fall 2026, a year from now, stadium site groundbreaking. Got to get started fall 2026 to have it ready 4 years later. Early 2029, Plaza District groundbreaking. Summer 2030, a sportsplex there that's going to be millions of dollars they're putting into for the youth and youth football and youth sports in the nation's capital. And then fall 2030, the stadium set to open. If you want more information, go to ourrfk.dc.gov. That's ourrfk.dc.gov. We played the press conference earlier today. Let's take a listen to D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser talking about the work the Harris Ownership Group has done already since taking over.
Back to RFK, where they belong. And I couldn't be more excited for our city, our team, and our fans. Josh and the entire team at the Commanders, thank you. We want to say thank you for not just buying our team, some would say saving our team.
She's not wrong there.
Getting the team to the NFC Championship for the first time in 33 years.
I think that's a big part of why he felt so comfortable spending all this money. But since Josh Harris took over the Commanders in July of 2023, they've improved the fan experience for training camp. They have the new stadium rights deal to change from Northwest or from FedEx to Northwest. They rebuilt the entire front office. Adam Peters, who then hired Dan Quinn, Cliff Kingsbury, Joe Witt Jr., the right guys in place to make the right decisions. They drafted the face of the franchise, number two overall, Jaden Daniels. They retired Daryl Green's jersey the right way. NFC Championship game, most wins in a season since 1991. And now the next thing is they're announcing the new stadium, $3 billion towards RFK. And they've already spent $75 million to replace, not replace, but to repair Northwest Stadium, Commanders Field, until they can make this transition in 2030. So there's so much that his ownership group has done already. Number one, though, is you got the right general manager in charge here in terms of Adam Peters. And I really enjoyed the insight, the inside access the Commanders gave us with Adam Peters saying, hey, Cliff Kingsbury left a note on my desk that he wanted this tackle, and how we saw the conversation he had on the phone with Josh Connerly and Trey Amos. He just seems like a really down-to-earth guy that trusts the people that he's hired. And I can't say enough good things about Adam Peters. I really think he has been just a tremendous general manager for this franchise, and I think he is making the Redskins, the Commanders, great again. And you can actually be fired up to watch your team on Sunday and fired up to go to games. So there's so much to like, everything about what they've done. They have gotten me fired up. They've gotten this fan base excited once again. And this is huge. Here is Josh Harris talking with the media about the money, the largest private investment in DC history. Let's take a listen to your owner, Josh Harris.
So, today I am absolutely thrilled to announce that the Commanders are ready to make the single, and our partners are committed to make the single largest private investment in DC history.
They're committed to the fan base, and I'm committed to them. Shout out to the Harris Ownership Group. We'll take a quick commercial break here. Before we go, I want you guys to hear the Commanders hype video that is narrated by Joe Theismann. I saw this morning, and it got me so excited for the future at RFK. Let's take a listen to Joe T.
I can still hear the crowds. When I first stepped into RFK Stadium, I knew I'd found a home. The roar of the fans, the energy of the city, united as one, was unlike anything I'd ever experienced. RFK Stadium was the stage for the world's greatest in sports, culture, and entertainment. All in the heart of our nation's capital. It's time to revive that legacy. Let's bring the Commanders home. A new stadium will serve as the anchor for the RFK site, unlocking new opportunities for generations to come. This means new housing, new restaurants, retail, and public spaces are all possible. The stadium development will create new access to the Anacostia waterfront while preserving some of our city's treasures. A world-class city deserves a world-class stadium. Uniting a sea of burgundy and gold. Something that unites us in our pride for the district. The time is now. Let's bring Washington back to D.C.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show. Mondays are Burger Night, back like it never left. You can get a cheeseburger for $2.95 Monday through Friday, or Mondays here from 3 p.m. to midnight. Get bacon and beer cheese like I like to do for $3.95. Let's get out to the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline as we're talking Commanders on the show today. It is our 2025 draft recap show. And we got David Harrison with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. What's up, David?
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great here, and we've been breaking down the draft picks. We've been talking about the RFK Stadium announcement as well. But I want to get your take on the draft picks. I mean, only five picks. How many of these five do you think the fan base should hope can be on the field in January playing meaningful snaps? Five guys drafted. How many do you think will be on the field in January?
Yeah, I mean, I think all five honestly have an opportunity to see, you know, playing time. Obviously, your first rounder, you know, is always going to be expected to kind of be that first guy out there. But I think Trey Amos, the cornerback out of Ole Miss, was a pretty big steal where they were able to get him. And, you know, I've kind of got him slotted in as, you know, at least eventually being able to earn a starting job, if not, you know, pretty early on in training camp. I think by the end of camp, he'll kind of take that spot. You know, Jalen Lane, you know, he's not going to, like, overtake Terry or anything like that, but I think he could have some packages for him and some looks, and obviously the special teams contributions are going to be important. And for the other guys, special teams, you know, that, as you get into day three, special teams is always kind of that first step towards making a team. But even a guy like Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt, the running back out of Arizona, man, like, he's, you know, I don't want to go as far as to say, like, he could, you know, jump Austin Ekeler, jump Brian Robinson, but, like, there is talent there, and, you know, depending on how quickly he adapts to the NFL game, learns the playbook. I mean, look, the work ethic is there, man. He showed up to the Shrine Bowl. He played one game for Arizona all last season because of his eligibility issue, which was non-disciplinary for anybody who doesn't understand that. and then he showed up to the Shrine Bowl and was the best offensive player there. Like, I mean, that showcases the work ethic. A dude who had no meaningful games between the first game of the year and the All-Star game showed up and was the best dude out there. So I think, I mean, there's loads of potential in him as well. So I think, I mean, all these guys are worth getting excited over in one way or another.
David Harrison with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. Josh Connolly Jr., picked 29 overall in the first round. Your initial reaction to that selection, not being an edge rusher, not being a defensive player, and what do you know about Connolly?
Yeah, I think like a lot of people, once the team traded for Laramie Tunsil, I kind of moved on from the offensive line, at least the tackle. Like I kind of just, you know, I think most of us penciled in Brandon Coleman as getting an opportunity to be that right tackle. So a lot of us turned our attention to the interior offensive line, if we even talked about the offensive line. I know I did, like a Commanders interior offensive line prospect big board on Locked On Commanders, but we didn't really focus too much on the tackle. So it was a little bit of a surprise just in that aspect. But again, you know, when you improve the tackle position, you improve the guard position because you have the ability to kick another guy in, and that's something that obviously this team is you know, very, very high on, is the ability to play multiple positions. And I mean, look, Connolly himself, like there have been people in the evaluation process talk about him playing guard. So, you know, just because he's a first round pick doesn't necessarily mean they don't, you know, find a way to move him inside. I think, you know, they're going to take an approach where they get all their alignment on the field, they figure out as best they can their best five-man combination, and they go from there. But athletic guy, I mean, that's no surprise. That's, you know, the Commanders obviously covet that athleticism. But he's a guy who moves real smooth left to right, gets to the second level really, really well. And I think that one of the big things that you like about him is that he doesn't just get to the second level and you know, lumber up there and move and hope to run into somebody. There's a plan there, you know what I mean? More often than not, he's getting to that second level with the intent of finding somebody, and he's got a target that he's zeroing in on. So you love that type of mentality on the field. And he said it himself, you know, post-draft in his press conference. Actually, it was a post-press conference interview he actually did with WSA9, said he's got a nasty streak, you know what I mean? He's a nice dude, soft-spoken a little bit, but he says, don't get it twisted, I've got a nasty streak when I get on the field, and it shows up on tape.
Yeah, and he was excited to be blocking for Jaden Daniels. I mean, that gets me fired up. And then round two, pick 61 overall, Trey Amos, cornerback out of Ole Miss. David, I'll tell you right away, they made the pick, and then Nick Saban went on a rant talking about this kid who played at Alabama. That got me so fired up. What can you tell us about Trey Amos?
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's no cheering in the press box, so they never told me that in the media room, and I definitely got excited when that pick came across the board because – he was one of my favorite prospects all through the draft process, you know what I mean, late day one, very early day two. Like, I think I mocked him to the Commanders a couple times in, like, a trade-back scenario, you know, things like that. Never would have thought he'd be there at 61. So when you hear Adam Peters say that he was a guy that they would have considered in the first round if Connerly wasn't there, I believe him because, you know, that's exactly where I had him. And, of course, I want to be right, so I want Adam to not be pulling the wool over our eyes. But, I mean, you look at the tape, man, he's long. He plays longer than he actually is as well. You know, that's something that you like about him. He's got the deep speed. He's got the ability to play in press man. He loves that physical type of coverage. And he's got the ability to stop, you know, short intermediate passes, quick routes. He sticks with those pretty well, too. So that translates to the NFL. You know, we all worry about the pass rush and the edge rusher and all that stuff. If you have cornerbacks out there that can prevent quarterbacks from hitting those quick routes, that helps your pass rush. It gives your pass rush a little bit more time to try to get home and do those things. It's when quarterbacks have the ability to consistently defeat you with short routes and quick passes that you run into problems. So, you know, you just love a guy like Trey Amos. Like I said, I project him to be a starter, you know, if not right out the gate, pretty quickly.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. And, David, our audience knows we are proud to be the home for the Commanders and the Hokies. And in the fourth round, a Hokie was selected in Jalen Lane. And that's what's so cool is the crossover here is all the Hokies fans that are listening, they're like, man, he was a special team star for us and a good wide receiver. And now we'll get to watch him on Sundays for the Commanders.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you said it right there. Actually, I had mailed that question shortly before the draft. Virginia Tech student, you know, asked me to go over all the VaTech prospects and just give my take on them. And I was like, you know what? Yeah, let's do it. There's a lot of VaTech crossover, like you said. And Jalen Lane is obviously one of those guys that you like when you turn on the Virginia Tech tape. I did a big board on explosive receivers, and he was my seventh explosive receiver. So to get you know, a top seven, you know, again, this is my personal evaluation, but to get a top seven guy in a position group in on day three, that's a win every single year. And that special teams ability, I kind of look at him as, you know, maybe a little bit less refined, obviously, Jamison Crowder. Like, Jamison's a vet, smart dude. So, you know, you would expect a rookie to be less polished, right? That's kind of what I look at him as, you know, short area type of specialist guy, you know, special team. Did have some drop issues, did have some muff punt issues, but when I looked at those specifically, they look like technique flaws, and those are things that can be worked out in coaching. They're not just ability issues, and those things sometimes just can't get fixed, right? So, you know, I look at him as the gaps in his game, you feel like they can be fixed where he's really good in his game already. You definitely, I mean, bro, Deebo Samuel on one side, Jalen Lane on the other side, you know what I mean? Like, the defense just has to figure out which screen they want to stop, which screen they want to get burned by. And then there's a world there, too, where you run a fake to one side on a screen and you hit him coming backside with a slant or something, a dig, and by the time the defense reacts, the dude is, you know, 40 yards downfield. So Cliff Kingsbury is going to have a lot of fun drawing up plays for his new receiving core.
Commanders beat writer David Harrison with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. Can you give us any insight into what kind of phone calls Adam Peters got during the first round or second round, and how much due diligence did they, you know, put into try to trading back here and acquire more picks? Was it, hey, you know, we weren't getting many phone calls, or we didn't like the offers that we had? Can you provide any insight into how the phones were ringing for Adam Peters on Thursday and Friday?
Yeah, you know, they said they were getting a lot of phone calls, especially at one, especially you know, with their first pick and their second pick. And when you just look at the way that the board is falling, you know, there's obviously quarterbacks sitting there at 29. There wasn't a run yet on edge rushers. I kind of think the Atlanta Falcons jumped back into the first round to go get James Pierce Jr. Because they felt like the run on edges, you know, might be coming, and it didn't really come. You know what I mean? And certainly the Commanders could have been one of the catalysts of starting it, but they went a different direction. So, you know, whether it was trying to move up to get, you know, a quarterback ahead of somebody else with the Browns and the Giants and those guys. Well, the Giants had already traded up, but guys like, you know, the Browns and the Saints getting ready to come up early in day two, or to get an edge rusher before the run really started, or just getting any of those middle of the pack, late day one, early day two prospects with a fifth round, with a fifth year option, you definitely can understand there would have been a lot of picks. And then same thing there at the end of the second round, you know what I mean? There were still quarterbacks that were available, and those are always going to be valuable commodities, and players or teams are going to covet those players. And AP actually mentioned that, you know, their opportunity to move back and probably collect the most value for the pick they were trading out of came in the second round, because, and he pointed out, and this is something I've experienced just doing mock drafts over the years, that the value, that, you know, the trade, the draft pick trade value chart, it starts to widen a little bit as you get to like the end of the second round, early part of the third round, to where you can collect more picks throughout the process of trading versus, you know, first round obviously is very top heavy, but you can actually get a lot of capital there in a second round pick. And I think Trey Amos, you know, again, if they're going to consider him in the first round, I think he's definitely probably one of those players that if he's there at 61, we're picking. It's not even, you know, we'll answer the phone just in case someone wants to sell their entire farm, you know, but we're pretty set on picking. And that's something I asked AP before the draft was, do you have that kind of a list where you got X amount of players that you just know you're picking no matter what? And, you know, and he did acknowledge that, yeah, they have those players. And I think Josh Connerly was one of those players, he said, but I think Trey Amos was also one of the players.
David, lastly here, kind of a weird question, but what do you think the fan base cares about more? You got your daily podcast, you're writing articles. What's going to get more clicks today? The stadium deal about RFK, even though it's 5 years down the road, or people getting excited about these five draft picks that might win a Super Bowl this next year?
Yeah, today, like on just Monday, the stadium. Like Monday, the stadium is going to be king. But tomorrow we'll return back to the draft, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm kind of looking at it. Like I put out, you know, like a 10-minute or so episode. It very rapidly went to 1,000 views on YouTube, very rapidly hit the downloads and all that stuff. But at the same time, you know, I did a draft clash review episode, and that episode is still climbing as the stadium excitement is still there. So certainly, you know, I think the great thing, you know, about the fans that are cheering on the Commanders, they have the ability to, you know, to really kind of hone in on the different things going on and compartmentalize, right? And they've had to for years, because you got to put the bad aside and you got to just focus on what little good you have. And, you know, the Terry McLaurin's of the world, just focus on 17 and forget the rest of the stuff until other good stuff comes. What I'm really happy for the Commanders fan base right now is they're still compartmentalizing, but they're compartmentalizing the good. You know what I mean? You got a franchise quarterback over here, an owner that genuinely cares over here, a new stadium coming over here, and you got a draft class that looks exciting over here. So Commanders fans are still compartmentalizing, but it's all good stuff, man, and it's great. So very happy for Commanders fans because, you know, just getting to know them over the few years. This is my fourth year covering the team. Certainly a group of people that deserve to have all this good going on. So, yeah, today it's all about the stadium, I think, but the draft is definitely still there.
David, really appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
Follow David on social media. Commanders beat writer for Sports Illustrated and a contributor for WUSA 9 Sports, D. Harrison 82. I'm at AWAD Radio, AWADDRADIO. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910, The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open throughout the show, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. You can tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio, at 910 The Fan. Stubb tells me we got a special guest who has just called in here on line one. It is my dad, AWOD's dad, on line one. What's going on, Dad? Mike,
what's up? This is a historic day, and I had to chime in.
So I was telling the audience, we went to one or two Redskins games at RFK, but more D.C. United and Washington Nationals. But what was it like in the late 80s and early 90s when RFK was rocking every single weekend?
It was you were rocking. I mean, the seats did bounce up and down. But I had a friend who actually had a box, and the box was all concrete. It was like really... You didn't want to pay extra money for that special box. But anyway, I think that it's just amazing to think of everything that's... I'm a half a block away from the Metro going to the Nats game, thinking about the Nats getting better, thinking about the Capitals and how, you know, they could win a Stanley Cup, and the basketball, maybe a first pick. And now, you know, with everything going on with the Commanders... And, you know, it's just a win. It's just a fantastic day.
Absolutely. So, Dad, you're a D.C. area tour guide, and they announced a $2.7 billion investment, the single largest private investment in D.C.'s history. What can you tell us about what it looks like in the area around RFK right now? They've got a lot of work to do.
Oh, it's not an area where you really want to hang out. But think about where the National Stadium was, or is.
Yeah.
Where it was not a great part of town. And now, it's got condos, it's got Department of Transportation, it's got, 160 restaurants, it's got the beautiful walk, and the walk will continue along the Anacostia, and they'll build up. I mean, it just sounds unbelievable in terms of putting in more housing for public housing kind of stuff too, and then condos and restaurants and, the whole thing. And I love the fact that the city is not going to have to pay that much. And the owners are putting in, $2.7 billion? And it's just...
Yeah.
I think it's great. And the thing is, I'm about to hop onto a metro. I can hop onto a metro and get off and, go to a game in 4 or 5 years. That sounds wonderful.
Yeah. So, Dad, I don't know if the audience cares about this, but I want to know. Did the deal today make you think at all about season tickets? We paid for 17 years. You paid for 17 years to take me to games. Did this deal today make you want to get season tickets again?
Well, if I had from you that you're going to come to most of the games, then it is a possibility, definitely. it's just amazing, and what it's going to do. And as somebody that drives around the city, you have another great area. It's great. And the other thing is that, think about this: the best rock bands in the country come, and you got 65,000 seats with the retractable glass dome. I mean, you could have not only the Super Bowl, but the best of everything with entertainment.
They said they want to have 100-plus events there. When they made the announcement, they had a giant photo of Taylor Swift. Well, I know you'll go there if they have Bruce Springsteen. They want to do Premier League Soccer, USA Soccer, WWF Wrestling, College Football Playoffs, UFC, the NFL Draft, the Final Four. I'm so excited for all these national events to finally come to Washington, D.C.
Oh, yeah. Think about, Syracuse University. Don't they hold, 50,000, 60,000 there?
And we'd
be able to have a final. Yeah. I mean, think about that for the Final Four. Super
Bowl. Could be awesome.
Oh, I think this is great news. I saw it in the Washington Post this morning, and then I heard the live interview. And, I'm glad you're having a bit of a party there today, too. That sounds great.
Absolutely.
I wish I was there.
Thanks. I know. I'll save you a beer. Thanks for chiming in. Let's go to Kevin in Richmond on line two. What's up, Kevin? You're on the Fan.
Hey, Awad, thanks for taking my call, man. It's a great day. It's a great Monday.
Yeah, sorry my dad stole your thunder. Good luck trying to beat that call.
That's hilarious. I know. I was just sitting here listening. The perfect guy to call in now. He knows so much about D.C. He was there's going to be 160 apartment buildings knocked in. I'm like, he already knows. What info can I give besides joy?
So we'll talk about the stadium deal later. I want to get your take, Kevin, on the draft picks. My producer says you love the picks.
I did, and I think with after the weekend, you have to sit with it after a while. And I think what Adam Peters did, I called in a couple of days ago, kind of talking about it. But even with they kept continually doubling down with what they were doing, and with Jalen Lane, they got a wide receiver, but they also got a punt returner. Every single move they make affected two or three positions. So I think if you're still whining and complaining about the DN not getting one, I think you're not really seeing the full picture. I think the offensive line got bolstered up.
Yeah, explain to me the every pick helping in two positions. Explain to me what you mean there.
Yes, my apologies. I called in over the weekend and I was trying to explain how the offensive line of Connolly Jr., we don't even really know what position he is. They just call him a tackle. Is he going to go at right tackle? Is he going to go at right guard? Is he going to go at left guard? We can put him anywhere right now, right? Trey Amos, when we set him, we're able to move Mikey Samrasil to the nickel corner. He'd been playing outside all last year. He did an amazing job, but everybody who sees him play football knows that he's an inside nickel. He should not be playing on the outside. Trey Amos moves him. He moves to that position. Two positions affected. And then with Jalen Lane coming in, the speedster, I even heard Mel Kiper saying he was like the best punt returner in the draft. We got already a punt returner, maybe a kick returner, and then our third or fourth wide receiver.
I think that's a great point. I totally agree with you. Like, Connerly Jr., I really do think that helps the development of Brandon Coleman, right? I think it could be a competition between those two for who starts at right tackle. Then you have Trey Amos. Absolutely makes Mikey Samrasil's life easier. And Jalen Lane, I think that's not just punt returner. It could be kick returner as well with the dynamic kickoffs. Are you expecting anything out of the linebacker out of UCLA or the running back we drafted in the seventh round?
It was kind of funny. With the Medrano pick, the UCLA wide linebacker, something to me, and I hate to say it, kind of just how fast he was, reminded me a little bit of a late-round Troy Apke. I really hope that's not who we're getting here, but I just got flashes of Troy Apke in my head and how much they loved him. He's the fastest linebacker. I don't know. I mean, it's a sixth and a seventh-round flyer, so if we can get anything out of it, I'll be happy.
And then the stadium deal, why we have you, Kevin. Are you fired up?
I'm pumped. I just think, you know, finally we live near a city that's going to have four teams all in the perimeters of it playing in that city. You know, so many cities only have one or two teams. We have four, but we never had four inside the city. Go into a game on a Sunday at 1, you know, if they win, and then you're able to stay out in the bars in the city until like 5 or 6 watching the other games. I just feel like it would be the most amazing thing you can do on the weekends during football season in D.C.
Yeah, and the team belongs in RFK. That's where they had their most success. We got to get back there. And Josh Harris with a real commitment and that $2.7 billion investment. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back on The Fan.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.